Welcome back, everybody. Well, today is testing day. And normally, it's very early. It's like 9 o'clock. Not very early, but it's an early day for me. I'm not at work. I'm getting ready to head off to Santa Clara and take this test for this new adventure, right? How am I feeling? I'm all over the place. And I'm telling you, I have not studied in like a good, I want to say 15, 20 years like this. So, you know, like I'm pretty nervous. But I'm thinking about so many different things right now, which is crazy. Where I've come from, how I got here, what I'm going to do if I pass, will I pass, will I not pass kind of thing. And it's kind of driving me crazy. And I can kind of understand why people, when you get to a point where, like, all these people that are successful, whether you know them personally or you see them on TV, it's almost like this point is like when you're ready to change or when you're ready to do whatever it takes to change. It's at this point where you're not sure, right? Right when you're on the brink of it, it's like, I feel like I'm like, you know, my head's about to explode. You know, because, you know, to be honest, for me mentally, I'm cool, right? As far as the way my life is, it's always been like this, you know what I'm saying? Really? She just did a roundabout circle. Just, oh my God. Anyways, I was just right here. Side note, this lady just turned, did a U-turn right back to where she came from. Okay, anyways. That was ridiculous. But what I'm trying to say is, I got a little sidetracked. What I'm trying to say is, I want to change so bad right now that, honestly, for so long, I felt like, you know what, I had established myself, I had become a pillar of the community that I was a part of, you know, and I was making enough money to, you know, pay for all my, everything that I was doing, right? And I was fine, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can say whatever they want. I've been through some shit, right? I've been through some shit. Excuse my language. But, so I was like, I was good with life because I didn't need life to be too complicated for me at this point. I didn't want life to be stressful. I didn't want it, man. And the challenge of it, it was just overwhelming me. And it was just like putting me in a state of unrest, right? And that's a place I never wanted to be. Anyways, long story short, again, Ricky brings me to this point, and I get it. I get the opportunity to do it, and I tell you, these last 3 weeks, I've been studying my ass off more than ever. But I also know that I'm trying to play this game of testing, right? Because at first I was like, oh, I gotta study all this stuff, and I was literally studying every single word of every. It's been so long. And then, you know, of course, I went back and I talked to a couple of my, the people that I'm trying to work with, and they're all like, they passed the test, and they were like, oh, just do this, do it like that. And I was like, okay, all right, so let me go back to the drawing board. Let me just go through all these practice tests, and just, whether I fail or I pass, it's fine. I just got to go through it. Sure enough, I go through all of them, right? And they open up this whole nother thing where it's like, oh, these are all meant for you to prep for. I was like, what? I mean, I spent a week on this other thing that no one told me about. Oh, my God. Anyways, so that in itself would have stopped me before. Would have been like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to do this anymore. It's just too much of a change for me. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, my boy Rick, you know, he you did me a solid by doing this for me. Because for some reason, after he signed me up for it, the day he did it, it changed everything for me. You know? I guess it was a part of me that had always been laying dormant, or like I was saying earlier, it was laying there needing something to spark it and figure it out. Because I'm the type of person that can push for someone else more than I would push for myself. And mind you, that could be a positive and definitely a negative. They're always telling you, like, you should definitely push for yourself. And I get it. I get it. But the way I was raised, the way I grew up, I have more fire for everyone else. I would do it for them. Just to be fired up. Just be like, just so that they would do it. You know? So, anyways, as soon as he did it, I was like already in mode. Like, all right, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And you know, like, I got a lot of these, my superiors that are part of this new thing that I'm trying to do. I'm absolutely motivated by them. And they've dug themselves, pulled themselves up from, you know, like the depths of, you know, like the bottom, you know what I'm saying? And it's so inspiring. But I also know that they can see where I'm at. You know, they have an understanding where I'm at. And I know that everybody has a tactic of like how to try to motivate somebody to move, right? You know, and it's been a long time since I understood that. And like me, I know I'm moving to, you know, never fail my bro. I love him, man. I appreciate it for this. Because I've been, honestly, I'm okay with my life, right? I can say that because I love my wife. My wife is just totally like, you know, Jake, I love you, bro. Like, I love you. Like, you could do it, you could not do it, and you would be just fine, right? And I would. But there's a part of me, like, that wants to be on fire and just do something and so my kids can see. I don't even know if it's about my kids. But all I know is that right now, I really want to pass this damn test, right? I am, like, trying to not, because I'm a hype. A hype meaning, like, I'm always, like my, through the roof. I'm either through the roof or I'm like, a bottom out where I'm just, like, so negative or, like, blah humbug. I'm one or the other, right? But when I'm up, I'm all the way up. I'm Mr. Super Motivator. I'll speak your ear off and try to motivate you to do better and da da da. But here I am, and I'm doing it for me, and I'm excited, but I'm scared too. You know, like, this is scary. I don't want to fail. You know, like, I don't want to feel like a failure. But I know that through failure, you find your lessons in life, right? And it's been a long time since I've really failed at things that I've been trying, you know, because I was, like I said, I was a part of this, you know, this community of doing things. But I definitely wanted to capture this moment of, I'm going into this test. It's 9 o'clock right now. I'm going to do another podcast on my way back because we got, like, some big meeting tonight and, like, we're supposed to invite as many people as we possibly can. I'm already trying to get on the phone with all my folks. Because, you know, when I was back in the day, I'd be a party planner. I have 30 deep up in your house. But I really want this. And I'm trying not to be overwhelming about it to the point where I'm thinking too much about it. And I'm trying not to overwhelm myself with, like, with negative and positive thoughts because I can feel myself feeling like if I even make a slight mistake that I'm beating myself up about it and I'm talking myself down, and I don't want to do that. I definitely want to keep my head up. I definitely want to say, hey, you know what? This opportunity's here. I put in the work. Mind you, it's only been 3 weeks or 2.5, however long I've been trying to study for this huge test. And some people may, you know, like, I'm overthinking it. I know it. I know I'm overthinking it. And then talking to the young kids over here, they're like 19, like, yeah, I took the test and it was super easy. You know, like, I just took it in one day. I was like, great. You know what I'm saying? I'm like overthinking this stuff. And that's where I think that I wanted to share this, because at this stage, when you feel like part of you has always been at a certain level and it's just like, that's just where you feel comfortable with and listening to Ed Mylett and all these other dudes. And it's like trying to get your mind to think past that. It's not easy. It is not easy. And, you know, like, they can say, oh, yeah, listen to that. And I'm like, okay, I am. And I'm trying. So taking the steps, that's what I did. Changing some of my habits, majority of the habits, I'm doing. Set goals, I just did. And it's cool because, you know, like, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to, whatever is going to happen, I'm ready for it. Right? If I don't make it, then, you know, you best believe I'm going to study my ass off to get back at it. But if I do, you just already know it's about to be on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to rush nothing because I don't want to lose ground. My bottom line here is, what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to be a bullshitter. You know? I don't want to be a dude that just comes out there and just says, oh, I'm this, and this. And believe me, I could talk myself up like a champion. But I've always been about what I was. And if I was at where I was working with the kids and the youth, I was always about what I was saying. You know? I was helping the kids. I was there. I was telling them. I was showing up. That was me. You know? And I was really talking that because I was really walking it. But now when I want to push them even past further than that, now when I talk, but I'm standing still, it doesn't sound lined up, you know, like, it doesn't sound right. And it doesn't sound right because it's not all the way right. In order for it to be right, I have to take a chance, right? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know, I'm all over the place today, you guys. And if you took time to listen this much, man, oh my God. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't want to hope, I just want to know. I'm trying not to sit up here like, I hope I, nah, I want to win. I'm gonna win, right? Positive affirmations, let's do it. I guess, no, I know. My wife, my two sons, my family, they just need the best version of me. When my mom died, it was like, I feel like it destroyed that part of me. And I want it back. Especially getting lit up this last few weeks of just pushing my mind past where it's normally been, seeing past where I've always been right now. And now trying to move myself into that direction, that's where I want to go with this. That's where I want to go with this. And I don't want to look back. I don't regret nothing in my life. All the mistakes, all the things that I've done. There's one thing I just know now. I will regret not taking a chance, not giving it all I can, and not caring whether this 19-year-old or 21-year-old just graduated from high school or is in college and in the full-on testing modes, has passed the test with one day versus me who had 2.5 weeks and still is unsure on the fence of how I'm going to do. I don't care. I'm not too cool to fail, right? Or not even just fail, just to make a mistake and learn from it, right? And then give it my best. Dust myself off, get up, and do my best and come back like a champion. And know that I'm going to win. I'm at that point where that's just going to be the outcome. It's just got to be the outcome. I know now I can never go back to what it was. I do not want what it was anymore. I don't want to feel like it's unfair if I'm not doing anything. If I'm not doing anything, if I'm not pushing, if I'm not going after it for myself. You know, like, no one can make me feel more guilty about not trying or not giving my best in something except for me. But I know for sure I'm ready for that change. But this is it, you guys. We are down to the wire. Here we go. If you're out there and you're listening, wish me big, big, big luck. I'm not going to need it because I'm going to go in there and pass. Anyways, I'm gonna let that marinate like neck bone sauce. Like, I'm gonna let that marinate with y'all, and I'm gonna take this time and get myself prepared for this test, and I will see you guys when it's all said and done. Win, lose, or draw. Remember, keep your head up, eyes open, and keep moving forward. They'll tell you one thing, but you could definitely make it another, right? Well, let's prove that theory right. Let's do it. You can change no matter how old you are, but it all comes down to your mind and your efforts. That's what I'm getting from all this motivation. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to put that to the test, because there ain't no going back. There's no going back. You can't change nothing if you're always doing the same thing, Dr. Phil says. All right. Much love, y'all. Here we go. Remember, as always, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward. Here we go. Peace.